Talking with Riverside football coach Daryl Frain, a team coming off a big win over St. Albert. Now they gear up for Mount Air. Let's talk about this matchup with Mount Air, kind of a new opponent. They've got a new coach as well. So what do the Raiders look like?
Yeah, you know, coming in the season, I was just looking on returners and things like that. I thought Mount Air might be the number one team in our district. And when you watch them on tape, they look pretty darn tough. It's a new coach for them. Used to coach at Missouri Valley, and we faced them a couple of years ago, and they kind of beat us up when we went up there. So we know what they got. They're going to come right at you. The fact that they run a little power football, and then they got a really fast quarterback with Frost that it's going to be hard to contain. So containing them on the our defense is going to have to do a really good job.
Yeah, they've got some key guys back. I know in the skill positions with Frost and Jaden Knight. How are they? How big are they, though?
You know, up front, they're bigger than us, but I think most teams we see this year will be bigger than us. So it's one of those things. You just got to find other ways to create chaos on the defensive side, and hopefully it works out for us.
So has Coach Victor pretty much implemented the same things he was doing at Missouri Valley?
Yeah, it looks a lot alike. Like I said, power football. They run some option with quarterback draws using his speed. And I mean, if you look at our tape a few years ago when I think they might have scored every time they had the ball. I mean, they look like they're doing a lot of the same type of things.
Well, great win for you guys last week to beat St. Albert. Always an exciting time when you can top one of the premier programs in the area historically. What was the big factor for you guys to get it done?
You know, we tried to start fast. We went no huddle right out of the gate and went down and scored quick. You know, we felt pretty good about our offense on the offensive side of the ball, but it was one of those a little bit just like how we're looking at Mount Air, and we were scared of their speed. They get outside of a little bit, and of course Monahan, their quarterback, pretty much scored all their points for them with kick return, interception, running the ball. So we knew what we had to do. We just took a little while to stop it and make it work for us.
Your quarterback, Austin Kremkowski, has broken the Riverside career record for touchdown passes. Tell us a little bit about this guy's development throughout the course of his career.
You know, he's grown a lot. As a freshman, he just did some spot duty for us coming in. And then as a sophomore, we pretty much put it on his shoulders. And just his development and understanding what we want has probably been his biggest thing. And also just as the leader in when he's out there on the field, he's always been able to throw the ball really well. He's just developed better as a player and understanding what's going on out there.
So Rhett Bentley had a big week last week as well. How was he able to maximize his opportunities?
You know, we move him around a lot. He goes out at receiver. He comes back in the backfield. We even got him blocking a little bit as a, like a fullback type some also. So we ask a lot out of him, and right now he's given us a lot. So when you use those two as a 1-2 punch for us, it's worked out really well for us.
I know you always kind of like to essentially bring the team back down to earth, for lack of a better term. So what did you see from the group Friday night and maybe throughout the weekend as you guys have gotten together since, as far as kind of how they handled things mentally in week two?
You know, that's the biggest thing, just teaching our kids how to handle it. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job. I mean, I pretty much told them after the game I thought Mount Air probably was the best team in, or one of the best teams in our district. And we got to just turn the page here. I gave them a couple, you know, the day, and then they got an extra day to celebrate a little bit. And now we got to turn the page and just get after it, because it will be a tough week for us to prepare for them.
Good luck this week, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Great. Thanks a lot.